some fun, my friends. How are we on this Sunday evening, 6:40 here at 97.5 The Fanatic? Thanks for tuning in. You just, if you caught the Philadelphia Soul game, you've got to hear yourself. A team that's headed back to the Arena Bowl for the third time in four seasons. Joe Torti with a tremendous job on the call. And now we'll have some fun. Tyler Zuli here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We are WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. We broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Josh Rabick hanging around with me as well. He will be the producer and co-host today. Well, while the Soul game was fun, and it was great to see the team back in the Arena Bowl for the third time in four seasons, what was not fun was this weekend at Citizens Bank Park. You have a team that came into this series at 46-60. Not only were they 46-60, they're the third best team in the AL Central, the worst division in all of baseball. So what would they be if they played in the AL East or the NL West or the AL West, for that matter, in the Chicago White Sox? And after you lose game one at home in 16 innings where Roman Quinn gets the loss because Vince Velasquez is playing left field, you come back and you get a W in game two with a 3-2 win. You absolutely had to, without question, win game three at home on alumni weekend, where Bobby Abreu was getting inducted into the Phillies Wall of Fame. You had to win that game. And you didn't get it done. Drew Smyly with his first bad outing as a Philly. I'm not going to entirely blame Drew Smyly for the way that the team performed today. He wasn't good. But when you bring a guy in like Drew Smyly, I'm not expecting two unbelievably good starts and one bad start. I'm more expecting one decent start and two bad starts. Because that's what you get from a guy who was pitching for the San Antonio Missions 3 weeks ago. But how on this earth can you lose 2 of 3 to the Chicago White Sox, a terrible baseball team with no pitching to speak of? How can you lose 2 of 3 to that team when you didn't even have to face Lucas Giolito at any point in a 3-game series? Ivan Nova started a game. This team is, they're terrible. And you let them come into Citizens Bank Park and beat you twice. I have played the things might be okay card for over 100 games now, because the reason being there's a second wild card spot. And when the second wild card spot was added, it allowed more teams, more mediocre teams, to hang around longer and maybe sneak their way into a playoff spot. And the one game wild card playoff is exactly what a team like the Phillies needs. This current Phillies team needs. Because of the fact that you have one pitcher and you only need one pitcher to win a game. And it's one game and anything can happen. And it becomes almost like an NHL playoffs mentality where you need that one win. And if you get into the playoffs, then you've got a 5-game series. So I have advocated that this team is going to be okay for a long, long time. This weekend was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. This weekend is where I went, threw my hands up, done. I'm done. I don't want it anymore. I'm sick of this team. I'm sick of arguing that they could get into a wild card spot. Nah, I don't care anymore. I'm out. Are you as out as I am? Because to me, there's nothing left for this team to prove. This team could still be a wild card team, and I do not care anymore. They have sucked the joy out of baseball for me, because at least last season's team, we kind of knew that that underlying crumble might happen because they weren't really that talented. They were okay. They were a decent baseball team. They were a 500 team, and that's kind of where they finished. And in fact, they probably exceeded our expectations. But this current team, you go out and you acquire Bryce Harper. You acquire JT Realmuto. You get a Scott Kingery who has been a significant step forward in the right direction. And then you pull this nonsense. I'm done. Are you done with this team as much as I'm done with this team at this point? 610-632-0975. Tyler's only hanging out with you right now on 97.5 The Fanatic until 8 o'clock. Josh Rabick is producing the show. At 8 o'clock, we'll have Rob Motti coming up. He'll take you until midnight. Also want to get into some Eagles talk as well. I have a couple of scenarios for you to discuss the Eagles. And as you guys know, FanFest is getting closer and closer. And I'd like to give out some tickets and let you guys come hang out with us. Now, one of my fellow producers, Tyler Goldberg, turned me on to this. Because I honestly didn't even know that this was a thing. But apparently there is a basketball tournament, very aptly named The Basketball Tournament. I don't know who does marketing for that, but they probably were the ones that came up with the Hot Pocket slogan, where you just sing the name. It's pretty bad. But Tyler Goldberg turned me onto this, and he came to me before the Soul game started and said, "Hey, did you see Aaron Kraft has been playing really well in the basketball tournament?" And I'm like, I didn't even know there was a tournament, but I used to love watching Aaron Kraft play, and it used to eat me alive to watch Aaron Kraft play at Ohio State because I'm a Penn State guy, and it used to kill me on the inside to kind of root for this guy, not root for him, but enjoy watching him play. He was a two-time All Big Ten conference player, first team. He was the Big Ten MVP of the Big Ten tournament in 2013. And then he never really did anything in the NBA. He went undrafted. He played in what was then the D League for the Warriors D League team in Santa Cruz. Went over to Europe, had a couple of seasons in Europe, and then kind of faded into oblivion. And now he's playing in the basketball tournament. So what I want to do to get you guys hooked up with some FanFest tickets is I would like for you to give me your Aaron Kraft. Give me a player who was a top-notch player at college, who had a very successful college career, and then could not translate it to the NFL, could not translate it to the NBA. The best ones, we've got five pairs of FanFest tickets to give away. We'll give you a pair of FanFest tickets to the best college player who never panned out in a professional league. Could be the NBA, could be the NFL. We could go baseball if you want. We could go hockey if you want, but they're a little bit harder to judge. So we'll probably be getting mostly NBA and NFL. 610-632-0975. I'm out on the Phillies. Are you out on the Phillies? Let's head to the phones. Jimmy and Mount Holly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Jimmy?
Great monologue, Z. I always like when the rare occasion when you get a show because you're a great host.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Unbelievable reservoir of knowledge. I'm almost out. I mean, I'm the eternal optimist. You could say I'm Charles from the Northeast, but not quite as crazy. I mean, tempered with a little reasonability. But I wanted to ask you the same thing I asked Mr. Rabeck when I was speaking to him before. Why did the manager not pinch hit for Eflin? I mean, it was at the top of the 13th. There was a one out and a man on. Why didn't he even let him come up to bat? I mean, nobody really harped on that as much as they should have, I feel.
So you're talking about the extra inning game the other night, right?
Yeah, I mean, why?
Yeah, it was weird to me. It was really weird to me, that whole circumstance, because I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and see who was left on the bench. But I'm not sure as to why they didn't pinch hit. But even in the same breath, if Zach Eflin gets the bunt down to begin with, they don't have to pinch run for him. And then they don't have to use Velasquez in left field. And then Roman Quinn doesn't have to pitch. It was just this trickle down effect that it's like it embodies what the Phillies season has been. One poor move after another leads to a loss that you shouldn't have taken.
Yeah, but Zach, I mean, even if he got it down successfully, I mean, you're giving up an out, and now it's two outs. I mean, we could go on, I mean, how the manager bungled Friday night. But, I mean, I was shocked. I spoke with Andrew and Jamie on Saturday, and I really thought they were going to win the next two games. I mean, they came through on Saturday night, but, of course, they didn't tonight. I mean, I'm wondering, first of all, you're much more of a baseball insider than I could ever be. Why did they send Mikey, why did they option him out and keep Miller and Sean Rodriguez? I mean, that's another move. I mean, it's going to be spoken about a lot, I'm sure, coming up in the next day or two.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. And Jimmy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, my man. Thank you for starting us off here on 97.5 The Fanatic. That's a really interesting situation and development of a situation, how the Phillies decided that Sean Rodriguez and Brad Miller are more important to the team right now than Michael Franco is. I know that the Phillies are out or very, very close to being out on Michael Franco, and I think a lot of fans are as well. But the upside of Franco to me is what would have kept him around personally, because when you look at this team and how they're set up, especially in the kind of free fall that they're in now, there is not much for me to be proven at this point. Sean Rodriguez doesn't prove anything for me. Neither does Brad Miller. Now, Michael Franco may not prove anything for me either, but at least I know I'm getting near gold glove caliber defense from Michael Franco. I'm also getting that ability where if he decides that he's not going to put his head in left field and pull his head way out, I know that I'm getting at least the potential of pop. Now, I know Brad Miller also has that potential, and he had that 130 home run season in Tampa Bay, but I've not seen anything from it, and I don't think any of us have. I know that at some point, you have to go with the upside. And while the upside on Franco has become limited, I don't think there's any upside on Sean Rodriguez or Brad Miller at this point. 610-632-0975. Are you out on the Phillies as much as I am? And it took until today, it took until this weekend for me to say, yep, throw my hands up. I'm done. Can't do it anymore. I'm just furious. This team continues to find ways to lose games that they shouldn't, and I can't deal with it anymore. Anthony in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Anthony?
Man, not the Phillies. That's one thing.
You're not kidding.
But, yeah, I'm definitely out. I'm definitely out. And I don't...
Oh, Anthony, we must have lost you, man. We'll try to get back up on the line with us if we can. Let's go to Ray in Sicklerville. Ray, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, how are you?
All right. Yeah, I'm all the way out. Actually, I was done after the Dodgers game when they just came in the Citizens Bank and just did what they wanted.
Oh, so you've been out for a while now.
Yeah. But I said this a couple months ago. I spoke to Monty about it. Like, Gabe lost the team. But it's not even that. They're just not out there performing. I can understand that pitching staff, you know, is a little decimated as far as injuries, but you're still not swinging the bat. And in a league nowadays where the ball is juiced, what the heck is going on?
Well, and Ray, that's a really good point, because every pitcher in baseball has complained that the ball is juiced and they're giving up more home runs than ever before, and like half the league is set to break their franchise home run record. And you've got this guy, and I've been a Bryce Harper supporter all season, but you've got this guy that you brought in for a $330 million contract, and he has 19 home runs.
It's like this is I'm stuttering because I'm lost for words. Like, you know, we almost spent over $500 million for this slop that's on the field right now, and nobody's been held accountable. A chainsaw needs to be taken to management.
So would you start it all the way up at the top, or is Gabe Kapler enough, or is Chris Young the pitching coach enough, or where do you start when you go and you decimate the staff and management?
All of them. They all need to go.
All of them. Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. All of them need to go. That's the sentiment of a lot of fans in this city. It's gotten to the point that every person, every big-time name, Klentek, Kapler, Chris Young, they all have to go. That's what everybody is saying at this point, because this team is so frustrating. We sat and accepted 5 years of pathetic basketball because the front office told us, this is the plan, and this is what we're going to do. And we said, if you can give us good basketball at the end of this bad run, we'll accept it and we'll be okay. And they have. And they're knocking on the doorstep of potentially being a NBA Finals competitor. The Phillies never, ever, ever told us that they were rebuilding or retooling. And at the same breath, tried to sell us that this team was good enough to get it done. Now, offensively, they're good enough to get it done, I think. I know they're not hitting for a lot of power. I know Hoskins is the only player on the team with 20 or more home runs. I get that. But what they did was, when they tried to cover our eyes with the sheet, was say, this pitching staff is good enough to get it done. And we all went, no, it's not. No, it's not. And they said, yes, it is. And we said, you have a team of fours. And now that's coming to a realization. 610-632-0975. Travis, Aaron, Drew, Juke, Chris, we're going to get to you all on the other side. We've got 23 minutes of commercial-free radio coming up. We're talking Phillies. I'm out. A lot of you are out. So far, both of our callers are at least close to being out, so it might be time to switch gears and get ready for football season, because this baseball season has been unbelievably disappointing. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Josh Rabick producing the show. You guys up next. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom at BlueChew.com. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients sildenafil or tadalafil, which is the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. These chewables can work faster than pills. The chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it is cheaper than those other two pills. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visits, no awkward conversations. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. BlueChew gives you confidence in the bedroom every time. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
Exxon and Mobil.
present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with ExxonMobil Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My horn is so clean it squeaks. Sorry about that. So clean your engine with new ExxonMobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. It's based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
In the zone, AutoZone.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Just after 7 o'clock right here at 97.5 The Fanatic, Tyler Zuli alongside Josh Rabick producing and co-hosting today, and you as well. I'm out on the Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies have made a baseball fanatic be out on their team on August 4th. There are still 50-plus games to be played, and I am out on the Phillies. You know what I'm in on, though? I'm in on FanFest. FanFest is going to be on August 24th. It's exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It is Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you do have to win a ticket to get in. You can go to 975thefanatic.com for a list of events and FanFest features. By the way, we just added this. I know you guys probably know this by now, but we just added this. 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, Hall of Famer number 3, the answer, Allen Iverson. AI appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Visit timeaftertimewatches.com and stay tuned to 97.5 The Fanatic for your chance at a legendary FanFest meet and greet with AI. Very simple way today to hook you up with a pair of FanFest tickets. In honor of a guy that I used to like to root for despite him being a rival, Aaron Kraft, having a really good tournament in the basketball tournament, I want to know, who is your college player, NBA or NFL, that had a really good college career and never had a productive professional career after that? And we're also talking about the Phils, obviously. Are you in still or are you out? Let's go to Drew in Reading. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm pretty good.
about the Phils. First off, I think that anyone who's expecting us to light the NL on fire this year was a little bit wrong. We signed Bryce Harper. We didn't sign Mike Trout. And if you were expecting Mike Trout levels of production, you weren't paying attention to Bryce Harper over the last 7 years.
Correct. And I think that's something I've been trying to push for a lot of this season, is that Bryce Harper is not your average guy. Bryce Harper's not your he's not your RBI guy like Mike Trout is, but he is your home run guy. He is your on base guy, and the home run number seems to be low.
Yeah, I mean, he's still on pace for 30, and he's only gone over 30, I think, once or twice in his career. So
right.
I think that's a little bit overblown. But then on top of that, we have the sixth best record in the NL, and three of the five teams ahead of us are within a game and a half. And like you said, there's 50 games left. And we came into the season with a hopeless pitching rotation that's only proven to be even worse than we thought. So I'm not really sure what all the panic's about. I think we handled the trade deadline well. We didn't sell Boehm. We didn't sell Howard. We didn't sell our top prospects for a market that didn't deserve it. I think that we need to calm down, maybe get rid of the pitching coach. And I think the Klentak stuff, the Kapler stuff, is all a little bit overblown.
Drew, you seem to have a pretty level head on your shoulders when it comes to this team. And I think a lot of the things that you said there are almost entirely spot on. My only concern being is that when you market this team the way that they tried to market this team and sell us on the pitching staff, and then you can't get anything going. Aaron Nola has been your only constant, and then after that, it's been a guy that's made three starts for you and a guy that's made one start in Jason Vargas. I think we were sold a bill of goods that never came to fruition. That's the reason that I am out, is because of the fact that I feel personally almost like I was a little bit lied to.
I get that, and that's probably a little bit true, but we've kind of put the Philadelphia Phillies organization in that position by not showing up when they were bad. So this year, we signed Harper. We probably sold Harper on something like, you can be part of a premier franchise, and having nobody show up for the first 3 months of the season because we have two good pitchers or one good pitcher isn't really an option.
Drew, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man. And he's right in many, many regards. I think that this team, personally, when I did my MLB preseason predictions, personally, I said that they were going to be the wild card team and win the wild card game because of Aaron Nola. And I thought the offense would be good enough to get them to a wild card, and Aaron Nola would get them over the top in that wild card game. And then eventually they would lose in a playoff series because they didn't have the pitching. The problem is, many people in the Philadelphia area either A, underestimated the Braves and said they're going to take a step back, and that's why people thought that they could be a division winner, or B, way overestimated the offense of this team and said, well, it doesn't matter. If you remember 2007, and that's the comparison, instead of this being the comparison to the 08 team, you would compare this team to the 07 team and say, if you remember 2007, they were never out of games. They won games, a lot of games, 11-9 and 7-5. But the difference is, if you said to me, pick one of the two offenses, I'm taking 07's team. Because there is no Ryan Howard on this team hitting 50 home runs. There is no Jimmy Rollins pacing the leadoff spot. There is no Chase Utley who's going to give you production and professional at bats every time. Bryce Harper's the closest thing, but he strikes out too much to be Chase Utley. So there's no table setter. There's no big power, and there is no consistency. So I can't find anything about this team anymore that I go, yeah, I still think they're a playoff team. And I understand that they're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. But if you look at all of the rosters and at all of the teams, and not only the rosters of all of the teams that are fighting for playoff contention, but the way that the teams that are fighting for playoff contention are playing, if you take a look at the Nationals have been hotter than the Phillies. So have the Cubs. So have the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, the only hope that I have at this point to win a playoff game and win a wild card game is if the Phillies play the Brewers, because their pitching staff is worse than the Phillies. And I think Aaron Nola would do a decent enough job of shutting them down. They have a good offense, but a really bad pitching staff. So that would be my biggest hope, is that Aaron Nola could shut down Milwaukee for one game, and that would be the best that we could get. Let's go to Juke in Chester. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Juke?
Yeah,
What's going on, man?
How are you?
All right. I'm good. So, I got my, first, I'm out on the fields, man, because like you said, football season's coming in and, you know, they ain't doing too good. So, you know, I'm shifting over, you know, trying to get ready for the football.
Were they almost just kind of a placeholder for you until the Eagle season started again?
I mean, I'm not that big of a baseball fan.
Okay.
I do follow, I listen on radio, but the thing is when they got Bryce Harper, I kind of thought I wasn't really up on his stats like that. You know what I mean? But you know, as the season went on, I guess, you know, we kind of found out.
So let me ask you this. You said you're not a huge baseball fan and you knew who Harper was obviously because he's name recognition and people know who he is. Since you're not a huge baseball guy, did you know coming into this that he was a 260 career hitter and he struck out 180 times a year?
I knew that the hype was a little overrated when he was coming in. I did know that because,
okay,
you know what I mean? I didn't necessarily follow his career, but like the last season or two that he was with the other team, I kind of heard some things. So I was just like, at first I got them mixed up. I was like, oh, they're getting Mike Trout. And I was like, oh, that's the other Bryce Harper. And then I wasn't as, you know, enthusiastic
sure.
about it.
Okay. You have a college player for me?
Yeah, I do.
Who do you have?
Lynn Bias.
Okay.
Went to Maryland.
Yep.
I think he was going to be like the number two pick or in the 86 draft. I think it was. And then I think he passed away. It was either that week or like a couple days before the draft. You know, so he wasn't like a bust. He passed away.
Yeah, so he never actually played in an NBA game because obviously of his untimely and very, very young death. Let's see. You know, I know the story, but I want to get the facts exactly right so I can have you up on it. He passed away on June 19th, 1986, after being taken just 2 days prior as the number two overall pick in the 1986 NBA draft. That's
he was nice, man, in college.
So I was born in 93, so I didn't get a chance to see him play, but I would 100% believe it with him being the number two overall pick. All right, Juke, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to get your info. We're going to get you in the running for a pair of FanFest tickets.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man. 610-632-0975. So, yeah, that's our conversation today. Are you still in on the Phillies? I know we just had a call that said he's still in because this team is, at least in his expectations, we're not a NLCS or a World Series team. They're more along the lines of a fight for a wild card team. But most of you, based on our board and based on our callers, most of you are out. And so am I. It's August 4th with a baseball team that I thought would compete for a wild card spot, maybe an outside chance at the division title if the Braves or Nationals were to take a step back. And it's August 4th, and I'm sitting here watching Carson Wentz in a red football jersey, in a red non-contact jersey, and I'm going, yeah, I think I'm more interested in this practice. I'm more interested to see if Cody Kessler is going to be the third string quarterback or it's going to be the fifth round pick, Clayton Thorson, then I am to see what happens with the Phillies. And that is so unfortunate with a team that's in the regular season with still 50 plus games to play. Let's go back to the phones. Anthony in Philly, he rejoins us. Sorry about what happened earlier, Anthony.
All right, no problem. It is what it is.
Tyler, must have had a bad connection or something.
Yeah. That's Philadelphia Airways, right? Maybe my cheap phone. But anyway, the Phillies got 50-something games left?
Yes.
And so if they go about, 35-15, they can make the wild card?
So if they go 35-15, just taking a look at the standings real quick, if they find a way to go 35-15, they would finish with 93 wins. And that would almost assuredly, the way that the wild card is stacking up, that would almost assuredly get you a playoff berth, yes.
So, thinking positive, can they get there?
Can they? Yes. They still can, for sure. The way that I watch this team play, and it looks like they just have absolutely no heart whatsoever, That concerns me.
Yeah, and I think it is a direct result of the coach. And they say that in sports, pro sports, players win games, coaches lose them. So,
you know, and Anthony, that's a really good point, because I think we can kind of harken that back to what we've seen from the Sixers over the last couple of years, because we know every time the Sixers win a game, we don't hear anything about Brett Brown. And every time the Sixers lose a game, it's directly Brett Brown's fault. And I'm not saying that that is true, but that's the way that it feels, you know, after, especially after a loss that maybe the Sixers shouldn't have lost.
And if you go back to Friday, it was, I'm not going to say, but overcoached, overmanaged.
Anthony, you may not say it, but I will say it. Gabe Kapler lost them that game on Friday. But let me put it this way. Juan Nicasio lost them that game on Friday by making them have to go into extra innings, but Gabe Kapler lost them that game on Friday.
He shouldn't have picked out the pitcher before him. So just let him keep rolling, and you stop going with the data and just go with the, you know.
The eye test has to be there a little bit. Anthony, you got a college player for me?
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to be like, whoa. 2007, the NFL, the Oakland Raiders picked Jamarcus Russell.
Yep, that is a good one. Yep. The number one overall pick, one of the highest rookie salaries. I think maybe number two behind Sam Bradford.
And it's horrible because you had a wide receiver, Hall of Fame wide receiver, right there in Calvin.
Calvin Johnson. Yep, Calvin he went number three, I believe, to the Lions.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony, we're going to put you up on hold. We'll get your info. If you don't have a pair of FanFest tickets already, we'll get you in the running for a pair at the end of this show. Thank you for the call, my man. So far we have Len Bias, who died 2 days after he was drafted number two overall, and Jamarcus Russell, who may be the biggest bust in at least in quarterback history and closing in on NFL history. And the reason that we're asking this question is because I got turned on to Aaron Kraft in the basketball tournament by one of my fellow producers, Tyler Goldberg, and he was saying, yeah, he's playing really well. And it got me thinking, I used to love watching Aaron Kraft play, even though he was a Buckeye and I'm a Penn Stater. I used to love watching him play the way that he was, no pun intended, very crafty on the basketball court, and he had great handles. He was a good point guard, and he never did anything in the NBA. And in fact, I don't think he ever played in an NBA game. So our question for a pair of FanFest tickets is, give me a college player, either in the NFL or the NBA, that had a very successful collegiate career and never made it in the pros. And of course, we're talking about the Phillies. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Chicago White Sox, who are now 48-61, 15 games out of a wild card spot in the American League. And what's even funnier about the wild card, or excuse me, about the White Sox, which goes to prove that the AL Central may be the worst division in the history of baseball this year, the White Sox at 13 games under 500 are in third in the AL Central, because the Kansas City Royals are eight wins, 10 full games back of the Chicago White Sox, and the Tigers are 32-75. That's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Now, before we head back to the phones, Josh, I want to get your take on this Phillies team, because you heard me. I was very passionate that I am out on this team on August 4th, and I won't be the guy that comes back and says, oh, I was in the whole time. If they find a way to make the playoffs, good for them. I'll enjoy the playoff run, but I'm not going to subscribe to being in and continuing to put my time and my effort and my heart and my soul into this Phillies team, because at this point, they've just ripped my heart out. Are you still in on this team, or are you out as well?
And when you ask the question, in or out, we're talking excitement. Like,
yes,
excitement.
I'm not saying I'm not going to follow this team anymore, and I still want them to win. I'm not renouncing my fandom. I'm just not excited, and it's not going to be one of those, let's get down to the ballpark, let's put the team on, I have to watch this game every night. So yes, we're talking excitement exclusively.
Exactly, and I wanted to clarify that just to let everyone know that it's not like, okay, the team's losing, we're not fans anymore. Yeah, I'm out. And
You're always going to be a fan.
Right. And I'm out simply because of the pitching, and I think a lot of Philadelphia recognizes that this team can't do damage if they get to the playoffs. What are they going to do after Nola?
That's a great question. I mean, you probably, I mean, the way that it looks right now, you might go to Jason Vargas in game two. Jason Vargas has pitched one time for this team. And if they were to, and honestly, it wouldn't even be game two because it would not, it would be game one of the NLDS.
Yeah, and people will always say,
I don't want my grandma pitching in game one.
Right. And people will always say, oh, they can get hot. They haven't proven that. Their starting pitching hasn't proven in a big enough stretch that they can even get hot against anybody and do any type of damage. We've seen the bullpen in small stretches do stuff. The starting pitching just isn't there. They're not capable of beating a playoff caliber team in a best of five, best of seven series.
And the sad thing is, I would almost trust them somehow to win a best of seven more than I would to win a best of five, because you might be able to get Aaron Nola twice, and then you only have to come away with two wins in six games. Or two wins in five games, excuse me. This team, they just, they have driven me to not enjoy the product that is put out on Citizens Bank Park Field. It kills me to say that, because all I want to do is watch Phillies baseball, and I get so hyped up for baseball season. And then at the end of the end of August 4th, it's a Sunday at 7:20, and I'm sitting here baffled that this team has produced the way that it's produced. I knew the pitching was bad. You knew the pitching was bad, but I didn't think it was going to lead to a series loss to the Chicago White Sox. I didn't. I just assumed that, okay, two of three, let's move on. You take a look at it. The Phillies have the Diamondbacks coming in tomorrow. Or excuse me, going to Arizona tomorrow for three games. You know, and you take your chances there and you try to win two of three. But you figure the White Sox are coming to town. This should be two of three. It's really that simple. Let's head back to the phones. We'll go to Chris in Williamstown next. You're up on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Chris?
You know, Tyler, it's strange. You and Josh clarifying, it made me keep thinking a little bit more. And now that I even think about, I thought I was out after the whole bamboo thing turned out to be a joke and
fraudulent.
You know, saw through it. And but the more I think about it, I think I've been out since last year when we knew that Velasquez, Eflin, and Pivetta weren't good enough to get it done in the majors, and even Vince Jake Arrieta. You gave Mike to hoping that he would turn out to be something, and turn out we got what we've gotten out of him. He turns out to pitch better injured than he does healthy. Like, that says something, you know. So I really think I've been out since last year.
Well, and Chris, now, I think you and I have had the conversation before on Jake Arrieta, where I think we're in agreement that in order to get Jake Arrieta to come to this team last year, the way that they were structured, they were going to have to overpay for him and pay him more than he was probably worth within the open market, just to get a guy with a name recognition to come pitch for you, and maybe he's your two. Now, obviously, it hasn't worked out, but Jake Arrieta, to me, while he's made me crazy the way that he's pitched and the comments that he's made, I didn't have an issue with them bringing him in to start last season.
No, I didn't either. And you know what? I actually, it's strange because I went to the first game at home where he pitched the home opener, and I got it, or it was the first Sunday game. And I was actually excited to see him pitch. Now, I think, and it's strange that I remember the boos that Kapler got more than I remember the game itself. That should tell you something else. But look, you know, and seeing it more in the bullpen, you know, now I'm really starting to wonder whether you're better off putting Pivetta, Eflin, and Velasquez, like, in the bullpen next year. Look, you bring in Vargas, you hope you hope they turn into something. I'm not really sold on Smiley, but Vargas, okay, I'm a little sold on him. You bring in some pitching in the offseason. Look, I'll give this organization one more season to get right, to address the glaring need that this team has that was hitting at one point, now it's pitching. You address it, you get 1 year. If this team is still clinging on, hoping that pitchers turn into something that they're clearly not, now I'm going to be starting to ask questions of the whole organization, not just Kapler for making some of the idiotic moves he does, like putting Velasquez in left field because he warmed up earlier. Dude, give me a break. He should have been out on that mound
Quinn should have been out in left field, albeit he did as good as he did on the mound. That was a complete botch on Friday night, and that furthers the point that Gabe Kapler is the glaring person to be fired before anybody else goes.
Friday night ruined everything for me, Chris, and thank you for the phone call. We're up against a break here. Friday night ruined this series for me because of the fact, and Chris said it perfectly there, the glaring issue that was putting Roman Quinn on the mound because... And listen, again, we talked about it earlier. The trickle-down effect of Zach Eflin not getting a bunt down is so much more important than what it seemed like by not being able to get a bunt down in the moment that it changed the entire complexity of the game. And Chris, I will address your Vince Velasquez and Pivetta and Eflin to the bullpen thing on the other side. We've got to hit a break. 610-632-0975. Are you out on the Phillies like myself, or are you still in? And give me a college player that was not successful in the NBA or NFL after having a very successful college career. Tyler Zuli and Josh Rabick taking you up until 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. You don't want to be left out of this one.
Oh my God.
FanFest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, is only a few weeks away.
And this one will be epic.
Believe it.
Beach, beer, brands, cars, golf, giveaways, and more. And just added, 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, NBA Hall of Famer, number 3, Allen Iverson.
Are you kidding me?
AI appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Visit timeaftertimewatches.com and stay tuned to 97.5 The Fanatic for your chance at a legendary FanFest meet and greet with The Answer. Fanatic FanFest 2019, August 24th at Xfinity Live and only from 97.5.
Yeah, boy!
The Fanatic.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Such indicator rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington, perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine two times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car two times cleaner. My horn is so clean it squeaks. Sorry about that. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil's Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and 4 fuel-injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
You're driving across the country by yourself, bucket list style, and your mom is freaked.
Honey,
say, it's fine, Mom. I've got this, Mom. I'm not a child driving in the ditches anymore, Mom. Most importantly, you have AAA. If anything calms the nerves of the number one worrier in your life, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance in the country. So roll the windows down and hit the road with confidence. AAA, go ahead. And P.S., remember to buckle up for Mom.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lenny Kravitz, live in concert. Lenny Kravitz, Raise Vibration Tour. August 22nd, the Met Philadelphia. Latest album, Raise Vibration, available now. Tickets on sale now at TheMetPhilly.com and at Ticketmaster.com. Lenny Kravitz, live, produced by Live Nation.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. Join me for a FanFest ticket raid Saturday, August 10th from noon to 1 at Family & Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton. As a proud sponsor of FanFest, Family & Company Jewelers is offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 towards a Fantasy Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget, join me Saturday, August 10th from noon to 1 to pick up your FanFest tickets. Family & Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports Talk, Westchester, and all of Chester County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting some good ones on Twitter as well for our Which College Star that flamed out in either the NFL or the NBA, would you bring up the quickest? And Chris, who we just spoke to, he didn't get a chance to get his in. He said Darren Ruff, who was tearing it up in AAA and then came up and really didn't do a whole lot. Tom Flynn at Tom Flynn 2811 says Trent Richardson. And all I commented back and said, have you ever seen the picture of him missing a hole that was like three gap lengths long? His vision was pathetic. So Trent Richardson's a really good one. Rocket Ishmael as well. I think that's a good one as well. A lot of good ones so far in terms of give us a college player that had a really good college career that flamed out in either the NFL or the NBA. And of course, we're talking about, are you still in on the Phillies, or have you checked out officially in terms of excitement like I have after a 1-2 series against the pathetic Chicago White Sox? By the way, I got to tell you, Philly Burger Brawl is back. It's presented by Jim Beam. It's a new date, Sunday, September 15th. Also a new location at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. You can enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, there is an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to get tickets, you can go to PhillyBurgerBrawl.com. 610-632-0975. Let's get the conversation continuing with Travis in Belmar. Travis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, how are you tonight?
All right. So, right off the bat, I'm out on the Phillies. Completely out. I was excited coming into the season.
Okay.
And I was kind of overzealous because I was like, okay, maybe we're going to put together and make that 2008 run again. And it seemed like the excitement through the city was awesome starting out.
you know what I mean, the excitement that the city was talking about.
Yeah, they started 3-0. They swept the Braves.
Right, and then we're like, and then I'm like, okay, this could be something great. And then it was just like the rug ripped out from up underneath us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's almost like we felt like this team was supposed to be better, even though we knew that the pitching was not good.
Was going to be bad, exactly. And I thought, my thing is, just as you were saying earlier, and earlier in the show, I was saying, okay, well, if the pitching's bad, maybe we'll be winning games 11-9. Or 12-7.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like we'll be able to put up the runs and still be able to win the games because we can put up runs. We have the bats to put up runs. But I'm out at this point. You know, I'm completely out at this point because it's more because I got into the point where I was, when they would win two, I'm like, oh, they're making a turn. Here we go. And then we lose four. You know what I mean? And then we win two, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And I got tired of doing that.
That's exactly how I feel about this. It's two steps forward, three steps back, and it's just constantly like banging your head against the wall because they turn that corner and they put together a four-game sweep of the Mets, and then they lose two of three to the Chicago White Sox. So I just I've totally lost all faith in this team. Travis, do you have a college player for us?
I do. So he's actually playing in that basketball tournament. And his name's Kyle Hine. He was big, a great player when at UNCG. I think he won player of the year maybe two of the 4 years he was there.
Okay.
He wind up he went into the combine. He was just too small for what he's a 6'9", but he was a center. You know what I mean? So he wanted to play going overseas, and he won a few Euro League championships overseas, and he was just somebody that, you know, he's playing in that tournament now, and he's doing well in that tournament, and he still plays overseas, but he's just also somebody that I think that was a great college player, and he was just because he was undersized. Like right now, I think in this NBA, the way, you know, our stretch bigs are now, I think he could play now at that, you know, if he came in the league now, I think he'd be pretty good, you know, for the NBA.
Sure.
He had such a great college, you know, a great college career. It just didn't pan out for him, you know, for the NBA, but, you know, good enough, it panned out for him, you know, in the EuroLeague. You know
of course.
I mean, he won a few championships in the EuroLeague.
All right, Travis, let me we'll get you up on hold. Josh will take your information. We'll get you in the drawing for a pair of FanFest tickets. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. I will never be someone that pretends to know people that they don't just to try to sound intelligent. I won't even do it for on-air sake. I didn't know that name. I was unaware of that player, but if he's playing in the tournament alongside Aaron Kraft, they're on the exact same wavelength. So I think that's a good one. So Travis, we appreciate the phone call, my man. There's something to be said for your college athlete, because I personally, if you gave me the option between college football and the NFL, and you said, Tyler, you can only watch one for the rest of your life, I would say, see you NFL, let's watch college football. Because I love the fact that the separation between the best team and the worst team and the collegiate ranks are so much greater. You can get players on bad teams who you would say, like, let's take Lehigh, for example, when C.J. McCollum was there. You could say that Lehigh will, on no circumstance, under no planet, under no rules, on no court, does Lehigh beat Duke. But when you have a player like C.J. McCollum, he becomes the great equalizer. I love that kind of, it could be one guy that can make a difference at a collegiate game. I've always found that to be so, so cool about the college game, which is why I would take the college game over the NBA, and I would take the college game over the NFL. Let's go back to the phones. Andy in Burlington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Andy?
Yo, how you doing, guys?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. I was listening to what you guys were saying. I'm completely out on the Phils. Kind of funny. I didn't want them to get Harper. I was like, he's overrated, this and that. But then when they got him, I got happy. And now,
yeah, of course, you don't want him. In case, I feel like a lot of people didn't want him. It was like the, I'm not getting my hopes up because if he goes somewhere else, I'm just going to be able to say, it's okay. The team didn't need him anyway.
And I was saying Machado's better than that. My son was arguing with me. He's 18. He's like, nah, Dad, this, that, the other thing. But and we both ended up being wrong on that one.
Well, Machado's starting to turn the season around a little bit. He's had a good second half.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I just didn't want to bring that up, being a Phillies fan. One of those things. As far as the collegiate player, everybody knows Ryan Leaf. I mean, that's...
Oh, man, who doesn't at this point?
God-given, you know, biggest flop. But I want to keep it at home and go with that Sean Bradley that the Sixers
took. Oh, the 7'6" center that the Sixers took.
Yeah, from BYU, and it was like, what?
Well, I mean, you know, being 7'6" is great and all, but when you weigh about the same amount as I do and I'm 6'1", you're not going to be able to play very well in the NBA level.
And he was uncoordinated. It was like, he didn't even have, like, I mean, you look at Dirk Nowitzki, even though he was only 6'10", but he was fluid, you know what I mean? And you look at Joel Embiid now, how fluid he is.
Yep.
And then you look at Sean Bradley, you're like, what were you thinking?
Watching Sean Bradley play, and Andy, I appreciate the phone call, my man. Watching Sean Bradley play was like watching a guy walk on stilts. Do you ever see somebody that walks on stilts and they're not quite good at it? Like, they have the ability to do it, which is more than I could ever say about myself, but they're not quite there. And you can see them kind of uneasy and unsure about themselves. That's what I felt like watching Sean Bradley play. A couple more good ones coming in on Twitter. Chris at Old Dutch_PSU. You're hurting my heart, but because you have PSU in your handle, I'm assuming this one hurts you just as bad. Courtney Brown. Courtney Brown's a great one. The defensive end got drafted number one overall by the Cleveland Browns in 2000 out of Penn State. He was a bum. An absolute bum. So, Chris, that's a great one. Tim Tebow. You know, I don't know if I can say Tim Tebow, and I'm not a Tim Tebow guy, but I don't know if I can say Tim Tebow because Tim Tebow won a playoff game. And I know that Tim Tebow won a playoff game on the strength of his defense and one good throw, but at least he won a playoff game. Kevin Dolly 19 says, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, that's a good one as well. And my personal favorite, the one that immediately came to mind after Aaron Kraft, one lucky guy tweets in at DTM 247. Former Gonzaga basketball player Adam Morrison. That is, I wish you would have called in on that one, my man, because that would have been an instant winner. I mean, immediately you'd have gotten a pair of FanFest tickets. 610-632-0975. We got one more segment coming up before we turn the reins over to, Rob Motti from 8 to midnight. Josh Rabick producing the show. I'm Tyler Zulli, taking you up until 8 o'clock right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Before the Bird Brawl in Atlanta, Sunday night, September 15th, check out the Burger Brawl in South Philly. Join 97.5 The Fanatic for the 9th annual Philadelphia Burger Brawl at the Navy Yard. Presented by Jim Beam. The Birds don't play till 8:20 that night, so join us all afternoon. You'll enjoy an abundance of tasty burgers. Over 60 of Philly's restaurants battle it out for burger supremacy. Plus, there's a killer cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden.
This event funds literacy programming through technology for Philadelphia's underserved elementary and middle schools.
The 9th annual Philadelphia Burger Brawl presented by Jim Beam. Grab your tickets now at 975thefanatic.com.
Hey, Chase Martinez from my friends at Window Nation. Now, the intense summer heat, yeah, it's back. It happens this time of year, causing your old leaky windows to produce unnecessary high energy bills, allowing damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and making your windows even less effective. Well, listen up. While the kids are at camp or families are taking vacation, my trusted friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, well, they have extra capacity right now and have to keep the factory busy and the installers working. So for the first time ever, get one window free for every window you buy. No minimum or maximum purchase required on all styles of windows. Plus, no down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. So buy now and start saving now and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust and visit WindowNation.com or call 1-866-90-NATION to get one free window for every window you buy. Plus, no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. Call soon. The sale ends on July 31st.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-741-3179. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-741-3179 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-741-3179 to see if you qualify. That's 800-741-3179.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For decades, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for their knowledge and commitment to customer service, and you can too. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies.
And purple is for music.
And are we twins?
No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's Doorbuster school backpacks for $10. $10 in-store or online at OfficeDepot.com. Limit 2 excludes New Balance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star. I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra-soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Woo! Charmin, smile.
Charmin Ultra Soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
It's 5:30 a.m. and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked. Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
Philadelphia. The birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I'm Chuck Eula with Southern New Jersey Steel, and we're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Southern New Jersey Steel is a structural steel contractor providing services throughout the eastern United States. For the last 44 years, our mission is to emphasize performance and precision, while at the same time providing maximum customer satisfaction throughout a project. We are building this skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Do I go this way?
I don't think the Phillies know which way they're going. That's for certain. They can't figure out a direction. Because quite honestly, if it's down, that's fine. And if it's up, that's great. But the way they're going right now, it's just frustrating me to no end. 610-632-0975. One more short segment left here with you. I am Tyler Zuli. Josh Rabick producing the show, doing a tremendous job. He has a long day. Did audio highlights for the Soul game. Produced this program. Producing 4 hours of Rob Motti, who comes up next. He'll take you from 8 until midnight. Josh, you got yourself a long, long day, but good for you.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
I don't know about all that. It's pretty cool in here. They fixed the AC. It's cool in here now. Everything's all, we're kosher. We're all good. We're back to where we need to be. Josh, you had a college player in mind, and you were talking about a Penn Stater, and I couldn't figure out which one you were going with. So who do you have?
Don't get me wrong. You guessed the best one. You guessed Kajana Carter,
that
which would have been the best
that came
one
to mind.
But I'm 30 years old, so I was about 4 or 5 years old when he played. I'm going to go a few years after him, and I'm going to go Curtis Enos.
Curtis Enos is also a good one. There was like a 15-year run where Penn State had an insane amount of top draft picks, and the only one that worked out was LeVar Arrington. It was like the only one that had a truly legit successful career. Up until Saquon Barkley, who, by the way, is the best running back in the NFL. But we'll have that conversation at a different time in a different place, because I would go him and Ezekiel Elliott 1 and 1A at this point in the NFL. Just about 5 minutes left. We're talking about the Phillies, and we're discussing, after the way that this weekend went, after the way that everything happened, Phillies lose 2 of 3 to a pathetic Chicago White Sox team. I'm out. I am out on the Phillies. I'm not out as a fan, and again, we're gonna preface this. I'm not out as a fan. I'm not out as, like, I want them to still win. If they make a playoff spot, that's going to be great, and I will root for them, and it'll be exciting to see what happens. But Rob Motti made a really good point in between the break, and he said to me, this is going to continue just the way that it is. And I'm not going to get too much into it, just in case that's part of his show. I'm going to leave that to him, because he made the point that it's going to come down to the end of the season. And we talked about, if you could get Aaron Nola in a one-game playoff, in a wild card playoff, you might be okay. What happens if Aaron Nola has to go to get you to that playoff game? Has to pitch game 162 to get you to that playoff game? And then all of a sudden you're going, who do we go with? If you're the Phillies front office, you go, who? Repeatedly, like, you sound like an owl. Who do you go with? Is it Vargas, who's made one start for the team? Is it Drew Smyly, who's made two really good starts and got hit around today? Is it Vince Velasquez and a combination of Velasquez and Eflin and Pivetta to get you 27 outs somehow between the three of them? And I can't come up with a legitimate answer and a logical answer and one that makes sense and one that's smart and all of these things put together. Nothing makes sense with this team, because they've put themselves in a position, by not acquiring pitching, they've put themselves in a position of no success and putting themselves in a position to have to come from behind and be a 58-53 team who's still somehow tied for a second wild card spot. I don't know, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. And when you stump a baseball guy as to what comes next, I don't know where they go from here. I don't think the Phillies have an idea of where they go from here. And like I said right at the beginning of this segment, if you are going to convince yourselves that you're a playoff team, make the push and go make another move. Not now. I'm talking about at the trade deadline. Vargas, I think, was a nice move. It was a nice pickup. It cost you very little. And at the end of the season, it could be a very low risk, high reward type situation. But if you think you're a playoff team, go make another move. If you think you're not a playoff team, fade into oblivion. Let's end this thing. I'll start talking about Carson Wentz in his red jersey. And we'll talk about who's going to be the third string quarterback. And we'll talk about who is the running back. Is it Jordan Howard or is it Miles Sanders? And we'll talk about who's going to be the third defensive tackle. And we'll talk about who's going to be the third linebacker when they play in the base defense. And we'll talk about who's going to be the left cornerback. We can do all of that right now if you would just say to us, Phillies, we're not a playoff team. but they continue to trend in this treading water direction. And it's driving me crazy. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti comes your way next. He'll take you from 8 to midnight. I know he's got a good show planned for you guys as well. I'm sure he'll probably talk some Phillies and Eagles as well, because he's pretty well versed in both of them. So he's got a good show coming up for you next. Josh Rabick, I really appreciate everything you did for us today between the Soul Game, producing this show, playing as co-host. You did a lot of work today.
You got it, dude.
I love it. Stay tuned. Rob Motti is coming your way next. Of course, you can find me on Twitter. We can continue this college conversation about who had a good college career or really good college career and then was not successful in the NFL or the NBA. A couple of our FanFest tickets winners today. If they don't already have FanFest tickets, I apologize, Josh. I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. Juke and Anthony and Andy, for sure. We'll get you guys all hooked up with FanFest tickets. And we'll see you there on August 24th. Rob Motti coming your way next. Not sure when I'll be back next, but Josh, it was a lot of fun today. Rob Motti comes your way from 8 to midnight, 610-632-0975. Gets you on the line to speak with Rob. Until next time, I'm Tyler Zuli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.